Welcome, everyone. This is Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me today is Sister John Paul of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. Welcome, Sister.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Today, as we continue our conversations on discipleship, we really want to look at the sacrament of confirmation and how the Lord supports us as disciples in that sacrament. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, open our hearts and lead us and guide us by the gift of your Spirit, that we may always serve you and make you known as your disciples. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Sister, I'm so glad to have you here today to talk about confirmation. I know that you are a wonderful educator at St. Michael's, principal there, correct?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So I'm sure you have prepared many, many people to receive this great sacrament of confirmation.
And our sisters have as well.
Yeah.
We're very blessed at St. Michael to have one of our sisters actually form and educate the students as they prepare for confirmation.
Excellent, excellent. Well, tell us a little bit about confirmation and how it helps us to live as disciples.
Well, first of all, who can live without the Holy Spirit, right?
Amen, yeah.
I think to see confirmation, the sacrament of confirmation, as a culmination of the sacraments of initiation. So I think looking back and saying it's part of God's plan that from the beginning of our walk with Him, that we are anointed with the Holy Spirit and that we have an awareness of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So for us, for example, at St. Michael, it's a special privilege to be able to say our eighth graders, as they graduate, are going to be receiving the Holy Spirit as a kind of commissioning of going forth.
Excellent. And it's, you know, it, as you mentioned, it's part of the sacraments of initiation. So it really flows out of our baptism.
Absolutely.
So to understand what happens to us at confirmation really entails an understanding of what happens to us at baptism too.
And a reminder that all of us, regardless of our states or life, are actually called to holiness. So this universal call to holiness would begin with baptism, becoming children of God. But God continues to pour forth all of the grace that we need as we go through life, especially in confirmation, in order to fulfill that plan.
And, you know, we talk about the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and clearly the Holy Spirit is kind of the one associated with this sacrament. But really, like all the sacraments, it has to do with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's right. In a way, every sacrament is Trinitarian. It's a calling forth to enter into the Trinitarian life of God.
And we know that the Son and the Spirit have been sent. We talk about missions,
yes,
you know, that they have their own missions being sent by the Father. And confirmation, in some ways, it kind of sent it, we are kind of launched into that mission with them.
That's right. One of the beautiful parts of confirmation is the awareness of the call to holiness and also the choosing of a saint, a patron saint in confirmation. And so the process of saying, who is God calling me to know more deeply in a friendship, in a spiritual friendship, a saint, and who might I be called to imitate, is another aspect of this growing into a life as a disciple of Christ.
Excellent, excellent. Then, in this sacrament, what is it? You know, what kind of particular mission are we given? You know, we're sent out. You know, there is this idea of holiness that is mm-hmm. part of our baptism, that we're called to holiness. But how does confirmation kind of help us to live that mm-hmm. call to holiness?
Confirmation helps us to live the call to holiness by its focus on the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so as we look through the history of the church and we look at those individuals that have made the most profound impact on history by being virtuous individuals, we also realize that God poured forth freely the grace of the gifts. So the grace are just given to us by God's generosity. And so confirmation asks us to be attentive to the gifts of the Holy Spirit in particular. Where do we need the wisdom and the counsel and the gifts of the understanding to respond to God?
And those gifts are the Spirit working through us too.
Absolutely. I think there's a beautiful analogy that comes from the theologians of the church, is in many ways, as we practice virtue, we're sort of like someone sitting in a boat on a lake, and we're rowing. And so the rowing is sort of what we actively engage in, for example, accepting the choice to be virtuous. But on the lake comes the wind of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, being a free gift, not a gift we can give to ourselves, it sort of picks up our sail, picks up our boat, and moves us forward to the destination.
Yeah. One, I'm instantly reminded of that passage from Galatians. I think it's 5:25, you know, that you've received the Spirit, so follow the Spirit's lead.
Yes, yes. I think another beautiful thing to be reminded of is how the Holy Spirit prompts us on a daily basis. Probably many of our listeners can relate to the experience of just feeling called to pick up the phone or feeling prompted to stop and pray for somebody we haven't thought of for years. These are the promptings of the Holy Spirit active in us and part of the graces that many of us received in baptism and confirmation that are being activated later in life.
And, you know, with the Spirit, not only these small little promptings, but also it is connected to the work of the church too.
Yes,
I think we
is.
Should in all of the sacraments there is this close relationship with the Lord that's a part of it, but also geared to the church as well.
Absolutely. And it's also a sacrament of confirmation is a beautiful time to ask the Lord to anoint you and to begin preparing you for whatever your vocation is in the church. Where are you going to be called for mission in the church? This is the time to start those prayers.
Now, I remember Bishop Campbell used to always reference this in his confirmation homilies, where, you know, like people used to be smacked in confirmation. And I think the point was that we were as soldiers of Christ, was this image that was used, you know, that, you know, we had become, in a sense, sons and daughters of the Father in baptism, and now we are kind going to be sent out to let that be known.
Something like a wake-up call.
Yeah. Wonderful. If you're tuning in to us right now, welcome. This is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me is Sister John Paul of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, and we're talking about confirmation and the gift of the Holy Spirit in confirmation that enables us to live the life of disciples of Christ. You know, St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 21 through 22, it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has commissioned us. He has put his seal upon us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Now, in some sense, that's a kind of an apologetic, you know, if you're looking for an apologetic reference for confirmation.
Yes.
Especially that idea of putting his seal on
yes.
it. What does that have to do with confirmation, sister?
Well, I love that image, and St. Thomas Aquinas used that image of a seal being imprinted in the wax. And that represents actually what happens to the soul. So we know that in three sacraments that there is an indelible or an irremovable mark on our soul. So know that God comes down and claims us for his own. That happens in baptism, in confirmation, and in priestly ordination. So in a very real way, in confirmation, God is saying, I claim you for myself, and you belong to me, and I am sending you forth as one of my own. Very beautiful.
To connect that to that earlier reference of these soldiers of Christ, too, is the Greek sometimes is phrogis, which was a tattoo that slaves or the members of the Roman legion would have to indicate who owned them, you know, who they were.
Yes.
Property of the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers of the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't remove that tattoo, you know, that seal.
Mm-hmm.
So
wouldn't it be beautiful if Christians were able to be identified that way, right?
Yes, yeah.
And I think we see that in the lives of the saints, that there are some people that have a peacefulness and a joy and an anointedness, really,
mm-hmm.
that you can tell they belong to Christ.
Yeah. And it's, you know, because of the permanency of the seal, you know,
yes.
you know, confirmation isn't given again later, you know, if you fall into mortal sin or anything like that. Once you've received it, you've received it. But the idea that to keep going, and that even when we stumble in our work as in mission, to get back up and to keep moving.
You know, that's a great point, because I think about with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, God never stops wanting to pour them out upon us. And so we all have moments where we fall, we go to confession, we ask for the grace, but to be reminded that the relentlessness of God's grace continues to be poured out, and our job is just to ask for it.
Mm-hmm. And we're disposed that way, you know, capable of God. I think, you know, the Dominicans like to use Capax Dei,
That's right, made capable of God, made in his image.
Yeah.
And this sacrament of confirmation is really just another example of God's divine plan, you know, for us, to join us to himself, to be happy now and in eternity.
Excellent. Well, wonderful. Well, sister, thank you so much for being with us. And, you know, I think we're reminded as disciples, as confirmed disciples, that we have the strength of the Holy Spirit behind us, that we're being sent on mission. And our Lord, our Father, is always faithful to us, and he keeps us going. So again, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Conversations on Discipleship with me today with Sister John Paul of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and let us end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, enkindle in us anew the gift of the Holy Spirit that we have received at our confirmation, that we may be always faithful to this mission that you have planted, that you have sealed into our hearts, that we may always build up your church and make your good news be known as your disciples. We ask this in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Until the next time, peace and all good.